I'm an expert on 90s terrorist attacks.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
You're listening to Boner Show number 6. Today is May 20th, 2019, and I'm your host, Sleeve McDykel. I don't really have any announcements, but if you're expecting a lapel pin or some stickers, they've all been mailed out, so if you haven't got it already, you should be receiving those in the next few days. And if you missed out on getting a lapel pin at the $7 price, well, sucks to be you, because now they went up to $10. I completely miscalculated the shipping cost and had to raise the price on those. Whoopsie. But I should probably mention that again on the regular show before people start accusing me of false advertising. Today's Bonersode consists of a handful of calls that I made just a few days ago, but I completely forgot what they're about. I have no idea what ideas I used. Let's just kick back and listen to them together. It'll be fun!
Hello?
Hi, Brian?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve.
Yes.
Hey, I was just wondering if you could do me a bit of a favor.
Uh-huh.
I've got some equipment set up here in my basement that I'm trying to test out. And I was trying to triangulate your position, but you kind of keep moving around. And I was wondering if you could just kind of sit still for a few minutes while I try to take some measurements.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I've got some science equipment in my basement, and I'm just trying to, like, pinpoint your position in the house. But you kind of keep moving around, and it's making it difficult. Because I'm trying to like, do things like measure, like, the number of steps you're taking, you know, to see how much you're exercising and all that.
You're kind of freaking me out.
Oh, no, I mean, it's nothing, like, nefarious or anything. I'm just, like, trying to triangulate your position. But it's hard to get a reading when you're moving around, you know?
How'd you get my number?
Oh, I'm your neighbor. I'm just a few houses down from you here on 75th. You know, like, I don't think we've ever met personally or anything, but...
Yeah.
I'm just, like, an amateur scientist, and I got this like, radar...
All right. One, I don't even live there anymore.
Oh,
two,
that's weird.
My number was unauthorizedly posted on the World Wide Web.
Hey, Brian.
And I've been telling that home organization to take it down.
Hey, Brian, can you tell that kid in the background to keep quiet? Because it's really hard to have a conversation.
Hey!
Hi. There, that's better. Yeah.
All right.
So anyways, let's move on.
That kid is my son.
Okay, well, can you tell him
and
to shut
you are way out of line.
I'm just trying to have a conversation with you, but he's just yammering in the background.
No, you are way out of line. You're creeping me out. If you ever call me again, I'll call the authorities. Amateur scientist, my ass.
Okay.
I'm reporting you to the Homeowners Association.
For what? I was just trying to do a science experiment. Hello, Gary?
No, this is Carol Ann. Are you calling Gary?
Oh, no, this is your neighbor, Sleeve. I can talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm fine. My neighbor who?
Sleeve. I'm just a few houses down from you over here on 76th.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I was... I was hoping you or Gary could do me kind of a favor. I have a package that's being shipped, and I sent it to your address because I'm not going to be in town.
Okay, actually, we do not live in... Are you in Park?
Yeah. Oh, you're not on 76th anymore?
No, we moved about
son of a bitch.
Years ago. So
fuck.
I apologize, but I don't think we can help you out with that. But
what?
I think if you call...
God damn. Do you
either,
know who's there now?
Amy or...
No, they're a
Karen.
Bunch of assholes. They're not going to help me out.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, but we don't live there any longer.
Fucking shit.
Hello.
Hi, Tyson?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, not nothing much. I was just wondering if you could do me kind of a bit of a favor.
Sure.
I've got some equipment in my basement, you know, because I'm kind of a amateur scientist, and I was trying to triangulate your position, but it's kind of difficult to get a reading when you're moving around, and I was hoping you could kind of just sit still for like a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm trying to, you know, I'm just doing things like measuring like how many steps you're taking in a day, you know, to see how much exercise you're getting and all that.
Well, that's a bizarre thing to do.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of helpful, you know, like just, you know, like get information like that and, you know, it'll, like I was going to pass it along to you, you know, for health reasons.
Yeah, well, I'm not really interested in that information, but.
Oh, well, I mean, but it can be helpful though, you know, like for your health and all that.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll keep my own information to myself. I appreciate it though.
Okay, but do you think you could just sit still for a few minutes? I've got this dish down here that I've got pointed at your house. But it's just, like, it's not able to track you down, you know, like, when you're moving around and all that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm going to continue running laps around my house.
You're trying to be funny and everything, but I'm trying to help you out, you know, just trying to be neighborly.
Yep. I appreciate your neighborly attitude, but I'm not interested.
What do you mean my attitude?
Yeah. All right, goodbye.
You're one that's getting all bent out of shape.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve.
Hi.
Hey, I was just wondering if you could do me a bit of a favor.
Yeah.
I have... are you sure this is Kevin?
Yeah, this is Kevin.
You sound like a woman,
is,
though.
Steve?
Sleeve McDyke. I'm just a few houses down from you, you know, over here on...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, I was having a package shipped out to your address because I'm not going to be in town. And,
okay.
And somebody's got to be there to sign for it, so it's going to be there on Monday, so I was kind of hoping, you know, you could just stick around.
Let's see, I'm not sure if you have the right person here.
Well, this is Kevin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's confusing, because you definitely sound like a woman, like, that's a man's name.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that on the phone.
But you were saying
stick around.
Yeah, like I just need you to be home on Monday.
Where do you live?
I'm over here on, you know, just a couple houses down from you on 75th. And you know, like it's just gonna be during business hours, so like you know, Monday 8 to 5, you'll just need to be there. Because it's like some sensitive science equipment, you know, and it needs a signature.
Steve, I'll be working.
Do you think you could just take the day off or something? Because I'm not even going to be in town, you know, but you will be. So, you know, just need some neighborly help, you know, if you could just hang around that day and. You know, to sign for the package and all that. Take a 3-day weekend, you know, you've earned it. Kevin?
Oh, you're saying the backyard right behind me?
Backyard? What do you mean?
You say you're a couple houses down?
Yeah. Where'd you go? You kind of sound distant. Like it's hard to hear you now.
Yeah, I won't be able to take off Monday.
Oh, it's okay. Like, give me your boss's number. I'll clear it with them.
Okay, I've got to go.
Oh, come on. You got to do me a...
Hello?
Hi, Alan?
Yeah, can I help you?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve.
What's that?
It's your neighbor, Sleeve. I'm just a few houses down from you over here on 75th.
Oh, yeah?
And I was just wondering if you could do me sort of a favor.
Yeah, what's up?
I was hoping, like, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but I was noticing, like, you have, like, a really evil laugh. And I was wondering if you could just, like, stop laughing so loudly.
My laugh is too loud?
Yeah, well, it's kind of evil sounding, you know?
Like, especially evil sounding?
Like, I have real sensitive hearing and everything, and I was noticing that it's just, you've got, like, an evil cackle, you know?
An evil cackle? Wait, are you hearing that from my basement?
From your basement? No, I mean,
yeah,
like,
with the bright shining lights, the flashy. Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
I need to call you back.
Are you okay?
This is Jim.
Hi, Jim. It's your neighbor, Sleeve.
Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yeah. Who is this?
This is your neighbor, Sleeve. I'm just a few houses down from you.
Okay.
And I was calling because I had a package delivered to your house like a week ago.
Okay, what kind of package?
You know, it was like a Amazon box, you know, Amazon delivery. And, like, I still haven't got it. I was wondering if maybe you were going to run that by or something, because, you know, like, I didn't mean to send it to you. Like, it wasn't for you. I just had it delivered to your address.
What is your last name, Steve, and what exactly was in the box?
My last name is McDykel.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's really none of your business what was in the box, but I just had it delivered to your house because, you know, like, my delivery is always screwed up and everything.
Steve, I don't know who you are, but I'm really not interested in talking to you.
Well, you have my package.
Goodbye.
Can I have that back? You fucking ass.
Hello?
Jim, I just want my package back, that's all.
Steve, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I had an Amazon package delivered to your house, but it should have my name on it.
That was your mistake, and I didn't get anything with your name on it.
Okay,
so.
But that doesn't make it your property.
I don't know what you're playing or what game this is, but you better end it, or I'm going to find out where the fuck you live.
I live a few houses down from you.
That's good. What's your address?
But you need to bring me my package.
I will. What's your address?
Well, first of all, tell Beth. I can hear her in the background. She's blabbering away. Just tell her to shut her mouth.
Who is this?
This is Sleeve McDykel. I'm your neighbor. We've been over this already. Look, can you just bring me my package?
You tell me where to bring it. I'm coming.
Well, why do you sound so threatening? Like, I'm just calling to get my package.
Hello?
Hi, Pat.
This is she.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you could do me kind of a little bit of a favor.
What's that?
Well, I've got some new equipment in my basement that I set up, you know, because I'm kind of a amateur scientist. And I'm trying to test it out, but it's kind of hard to get a reading when you're moving around. So I was hoping maybe...
No, this is a scam.
Oh, no, it's no scam. I'm just... Ma'am.
Hello.
Hi, Rodney.
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve. I was talking to Pat a minute ago, but I think we had kind of a misunderstanding.
Okay.
So
Steve who?
Oh, Sleeve McDykel. I'm just a couple of houses down from you here on 76th.
Okay.
And I was trying to explain to her that, you know, I've got some equipment in my basement because I'm an amateur scientist. And I was trying to take some readings, but it's kind of difficult to do when you're moving around. So I was just wondering if you could kind of just sit still, you and Pat, just like for 5 minutes so I can take some measurements.
Who is this?
This is Sleeve. I don't think we've ever met in person, but I'm your neighbor from just a couple houses down.
So you're calling all the neighbors, telling them not to move around?
Well, I was just calling you, because I'm trying to get, like, a reading, you know? Like, I'm just trying to measure things, like how many steps you take in a day. Because it could be helpful, you know? Like, I was going to pass that along to you, you know?
Okay, what's your address?
I'm just a couple of houses down from you on 76
Circle.
Well,
what's the address?
Well, I mean, I don't see what that has to do with anything. Like, I'm just trying to,
I'm going to call the police and ask them why somebody's eavesdropping on my number of footsteps that I take during the day.
No, I'm not eavesdropping. Like, I'm just, you know, it's just like anonymous readings and everything, you know? Like, I wasn't going to, like, sell the information.
Well, I want you to identify yourself.
My name's Sleeve McDykel.
Okay.
And I'm in the red house. It's like a couple down from you. Like, it's not anything nefarious. Like, I'm not going to steal that or sell the information.
Well, you know how people scam everybody for almost anything.
Yeah, but I'm not asking for, like, any information or, like, looking to be paid.
You've got to admit this is a little strange.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, but it's all for, like, health reasons, you know? Like, once I have a good reading.
What's your
I can tell you how many steps
you
take.
You said your red house a couple of doors down.
No, tell me to come to the door.
Hey, can you...
Can you come down and explain it to us?
Can you tell Pat...
That might do a little better.
Can you tell Pat to shut her mouth? Because it's really hard to have a conversation with you when she's, you know, blabbering in the background.
Okay. All right.
You know, because men are talking. She shouldn't be speaking.
Okay.
You know?
Hello?
Hi, Marilyn?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Steve.
My neighbor, Steve?
Yeah, just down the street from you here.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was just calling because I had a package delivered to your house a few days ago.
Okay.
And I was wondering when you're going to run that by.
There's a package came out for my house to supposed to be for you?
Yeah, it should have my name on it, but... It was delivered to your address because, you know, like my delivery is always screwed up, so I just put in your address this time.
Well, I haven't got a mess package yet.
Oh,
I mean, should it be on the porch or what?
Yeah, well, the tracking says it was delivered on Thursday.
I haven't seen anything.
Do you think maybe James has it? Because, you know, that's, like, I know it was delivered to your address, but it's my property, you know?
No, I don't have anything. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it's definitely there, because it was delivered. Like, it shows as delivered on the tracking.
Like, well, I haven't got anything for you, Steve. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it's not very neighborly of you to steal people's packages.
I haven't stealed anybody's packages.
Well, somebody stealed it. It was probably James. Is he around?
No, he really isn't.
Well, I'm... Wow, how rude of that lady to just steal my package and then hang up on me like that. Jeez. All right, that's going to do it for now, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this bonersode. The rest of this week and next weekend, I'm going to be working on the next full episode. So hopefully I'll be back with bonersode number 7 within the first few days of June. And speaking of next weekend, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do a live show. So keep an eye out for that announcement on the Twitter at OMGAPCS or just watch the Discord. See you next time, everyone. Bye. I think I go home and mull this over for a crown. Hit down my throne. At long last, it's crashed. It's colossal mass is broken up. It's a bit of my world.
What are they, probably jacking off or something?
Probably. It's Saturday. Of course they are.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing.
Touching myself right now.